Test 70, Section 1, Question 2. Now, in this case, we're looking for the flaw. And so it says an information design expert has argued that using popular presentation graphics software G with its auto presentation wizard and simplistic pre-made templates leads them to develop ineffective presentations. So it's saying, look, using this, you know, auto presentation wizard has made ineffective presentations, but that's absurd. G is just a tool. It cannot be responsible for bad presentations. The responsibility must lie with those who use the tool properly. So it's saying that it's just a tool, so it can't be responsible. We need to accept all of the evidence. So we have to accept that basically the information expert has argued that it does, with its auto presentation wizard, and pre-made templates leads people to develop ineffective presentations. So we have to accept that, but we want to reject that it is the idea that the responsibility must lie with those who use the tool properly. So we need something that's going to indicate that, yeah, it is in fact to blame. A, bases its claims on conclusion on claims that are inconsistent with each other. Well, so that's not really inconsistent. Because I didn't see any problem there. It takes for granted that any presentation that is not effective is a good presentation, not ineffective. It doesn't do that. Bases an endorsement of a product on its popularity. It doesn't talk about popularity. Fails to consider that a tool might not effectively perform its intended function. Maybe. This is the best thing we've got so far. And then rejects a claim because of its source rather than its content. It doesn't reject something because of its source. And so D is our best response, that it's saying that this tool can't be responsible for bad presentations. Well, that's assuming that the tool doesn't help contribute to those. So therefore, answer choice D is our correct one.